This episode is sponsored by Michael Ebmeyer, a.k.a. CypherMind. I love The Shaft, funniest podcast on the web, bar none. Quack.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in The Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 7, recorded on November 14th, 2010. I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Wes Wilson.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Eric Fullerton.
My voice was better before. I need to work on it.
Yeah. Go drink some more.
I'm not as good at Colin can hold on to voices better than I can.
Oh, yeah.
I still can't recapture my Dr. Doofenshmirtz voice from episode 50. I tried to repeat it in CP episode 100, and I couldn't do it. So I need to work on that. I need to practice my voices.
You can bring them back.
I know.
What do we pay for?
Yeah.
Wait. Moving on.
Moving on. Moving on. Journey.
Quack, quack.
My journey is pretty simple this week.
Okay.
Shimple. I actually did not get to play very much.
Simple.
Because number one, our server was down. But number two, I did play some single player. However, I'm paranoid in single player. I'm very paranoid.
Because of the nighttime?
Well, no. I torch it up. I mean, there is no monsters around me. I find a hole in a wall, I put a door in it, I put torches around the outside, I put torches everywhere I go. There is no spawning of monsters around me when I'm playing single player. But I'm so paranoid about falling into a pool of lava that I have to do like the long staircase. And then I don't like doing the jump up the staircase, so I have to do the half steps.
Yeah.
Okay? So I just got to the bedrock. I mean, I probably put in a good hour and a half digging my tunnel down, you know, and it's a smooth tunnel, you know. I can just walk right back up it. But, I mean, I had started up in the top of a cliff, so I was higher than the 64 up, you know.
Oh, right.
Mm. And so then I had to, you know, dig down and down and down and down and down, and I finally reached the bedrock. And so I'm like, okay, well, now I'll just start digging to the side. And so I start immediately, and I kept running into things like diamonds and redstone and all this great stuff that I could use, but I had only hit 2 iron so far.
Ooh.
Oh.
So
you can't mine any of that.
Basically,
stuff.
I'm uncovering things I can't dig up looking for iron.
Sucky.
Fun.
Are you you're using half blocks for stairs. Are you a fan of the cobblestone stairs?
No.
No?
No.
Because, I mean, those are... That'll work, too.
I like the smooth stone half blocks.
I like how they look. Yeah. This half stone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did mine with half stone, too. No, I couldn't get straight down, because every time I heard, like, zombies and spiders and stuff, I would turn.
Yeah?
Or if I hit dirt, I would turn. And so... But yeah, I was kind of the same way. I don't like the jumping up, either. So, I would do, like, a couple levels, and then when I had to turn, I would go back and put my half blocks in to make the stairs.
And, like, I didn't think. Like, I made a couple of turns, and then I just started going straight, and then I never stopped. Mm-hmm. And my original plan was to do a giant spiral staircase down, and then go to the middle, and then do a stair... Like, do a ladder up. So that getting up and down, you know, would be really quick.
Yeah.
And no, I didn't do that for some reason. Hmm. And now
make a Botivator.
A Botivator?
Yeah.
I could, but that would involve me, you know, finding stuff besides, you know, make stuff I can't mine.
Yeah, yeah.
So. In single player, I haven't even tried, like, a bucket and moving water and lava. I mean, does it work better than multiplayer? Like, you can do it and it'll make a fountain and everything?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
A lot better.
Need to do that. Well, the other thing is, like, that's another thing I've... what they say a lot of times is carry a bucket of water with you when you're digging, and that way if you hit lava, you just throw the water real quick.
Nice.
And it's a you know, self-saving kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I need to do all that too, but that would involve me finding metal to make a bucket.
That's
and
true.
I can't do that.
I see right now I'm having a problem finding coal of all things. Like I died a few times. I'll talk about it.
No, I'm done. That was my week. It was not very exciting.
Okay. Well, thanks for throwing it this way then.
Hey.
But I've been looking for coal. I died a few times, and I guess one time I had like most of my torches with me. So like, you know, when you lose a stack of torches, it hurts in single play, not, you know. So then I went and got like a half of my stack that was left in my chest, and then I died again. And so now I'm like really low on torches. Like it's kind of like make as I use because I'm so low, and I've been trying to burn a lot of sand to make a glass tunnel out to my portal. So then I had to just enclose that in with like hell blocks because I didn't want to do the glass yet. So now it's like find coal is like my one goal in the game, and kind of sucks.
That's weird.
Well, I've whenever I'm tough on coal, but I'm okay otherwise, what I'll do is go out during the daytime on the land and look for exposed cliff faces.
That's what I do too. Yeah.
Because it basically gives you a big cross section of things that you can find a bunch of coal in.
That's a good idea. That's what I need to do. I'm on a weird area right now. I'm on like an island, but it's a snowy island, so it's like ice on the water, and I don't see like any cliffs like from where I stand at all. Like I'm gonna have to go trek somewhere.
Oh wow.
And that kind of worries me. I guess I can trek and make a hidey hole wherever I go.
Yeah,
because that's the other thing. I don't know if y'all did it, if y'all did any planning in your like first place, your first house. Mm-hmm. But I didn't. Mine is basically just I dug out of the only cliff that is in my area.
Yeah.
And then I dug down and I've kind of gone out. But now I'm working on, I want to actually build a house. Like, okay, this will be my house where I go and like live. I guess. Like
live, do you need like that? Hang like, out
yeah.
there.
Like, I don't know. Yeah. Do y'all have that problem?
Yeah. The first world is a mess. But it's so old, and I spent so long, you know, making all these tunnels and shafts and things that go down to the core that I just decided to keep it, but instead just try to plan and try to make a second area as if I'm starting a new map, you know?
Right.
So I still have my first attempt, and then I have my upgraded version, you know, and then as I get smarter, I'll probably make a third version, you know?
I started over again.
Oh, okay.
I have all my old stuff, but it seems so like disjointed and haphazard that like I went back and I'm like, okay, well I'm not going to build anything that's not clean this time, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's weird. I could go back to those old maps and do some stuff. I just don't want to.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
It is weird. It's weird. Really weird.
I mean, I know. I have a problem.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I've been up to. How about you, E-Dog?
Lots of shooting, recording for this video, and
how's that going right now?
Well, it's going pretty well. I wanted to say thanks to all the people that emailed and left comments about how to remove names and multiplayer.
But they were all wrong.
But right? They were all wrong. None of them worked.
Now, let's clarify, though. They worked in that they removed the name, but they did what? They left something?
Yeah, one of them would remove letters, but there's like this little semi-transparent plate where the letters go, and that stays there. So now instead of a hovering name, you just have this hovering box, and I don't want anything up there, you know, just aesthetically, you know.
Well, you're hard to please.
Yeah. So I would rather not do something if I can't do it right. You know what I mean?
Right.
And if somebody's watching the video, they're like, "What? Why are there a bunch of little squares?" Oh, it's because I failed, and I couldn't figure out this. Well, I don't want to do that. I want to do it. You know what I mean? I want everything to look the way it should look.
Without any cognitive dissonance.
Yes. Nice. So I found some really cool ways around this. And I don't want to spoil any of the fun, you know, for when you first watch this video. I'll talk about how it's done all day after it's done. But anyway, so a lot of shooting involved there. And then also I did some streaming on Friday night. I was just kind of wandering around looking at stuff on Bone Earth. And the admin there, he's really cool. I was hanging out with him, and I think Searing Might joined and some others. I went on to Raw Critics and was kind of walking around, and then I wandered on to Gamers with Jobs. Gamers with Jobs, I think they reset their whole map because it doesn't look anything like it used to.
Do you think maybe they moved their spawn?
They could have done that, but I swear I was walking around all night trying to find their awesome companion cube, and I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
So
maybe they're suffering from what we've been suffering.
They said that they were gonna refresh the entire world after that one update happened where we thought that biomes wouldn't work. Remember the biome patch was like, whatever. Everybody was like, oh no. So that's the last thing I heard, and then now it's changed, so I don't know. Anyway, still a good-looking map, and Bone Earth is looking a lot better these days, too. I know I probably gave it a bad review on the first one. It was like, oh my God, it's ugly. But it's shaping up.
But then you talk to a living person there, and now you feel bad saying anything bad about it?
Well, it got me rethinking. I'm like, you know what? This place isn't half bad. Like, I wouldn't have returned if it was ugly and crappy and worthless,
right?
You know? And I've returned two or three other times, you know? So anyway, so yeah, I do kind of want to say sorry for saying it was ugly.
Well, we forgive you, Eric, for misleading us.
Excellent. So yeah, let's move on then.
Excavation Station.
Pagog! Pagog!
I dream of that sound.
You love it?
Yeah.
Let's see here. What are some cool new things that we could add to this game? That someone, somewhere could add to this game?
We actually were having a discussion, and we ongoing discussion in our mod forums, basically about like what's going to be coming down the pike. Because, you know, it appears that he's going to be adding the single play stuff to the multiplayer. We don't know how much or what. So it led me down a path of what I thought would be a good addition to the game when he does start adding mobs that can kill you. Maybe if he could make it where it could be server commands and stuff or whatever, so we can play with it or whatever. But what if there were almost biomes of where the creatures spawn? So you could say, okay, in this area, basically, we don't want anything to spawn. This is where our buildings are and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, over that cliff, over in that area, we've marked that off as, you know, the dangerous forest. So you want to watch out going in the forest because there's spiders, you know?
Yeah.
And then over there is a cemetery, so you might find a zombie or skeleton in the cemetery, you know, things like that. Maybe you can have a setting for it where it's just, you know, maybe he'll add more creatures where you get polar bears in the tundra or something, you know, or you know, the polar, that snow stuff.
Right.
So that's kind of one thing. It's just mobs. Uh-huh. And please think about the multiplayer and let us be able to turn them on and off somehow.
Yeah. I'm kind of sad to see this happen to the multiplayer world because I'm so used to it. But then again, it's like, am I just getting used to creative mode?
Yeah.
And then when it becomes not creative mode, am I going to be all mad? Like, oh no, give us back, you know. But at the same time, like, some of these mobs are going to be griefers. Like the creeper, he's going to be exploding up our awesome little stuff that we've been building. And that's kind of sad too.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll figure that out, I guess, as it comes down the road, right?
Yeah.
And the other thing that I was thinking of is, you know, these people are making computers and these big contraptions, but most of it seems to take, like, you know, acres of land to make this stuff. And like, you see, it's like watching The Matrix, right? Going through this video of someone's where they've made a computer and you're like, holy crap. Like,
yeah.
Now, what if you could set a zone that you were building in and later take that zone and make it into one block? So now you've made this acre of computers, but now you can basically download or whatever everything that you built into that into one block. And now you have everything that was doing in one block.
Huh.
So now you could start making more advanced computers with, you know, putting these together, and you make a bigger one of multiple blocks, which now you put into one block.
So he wants to build Candor.
So basically you can start, And I think you could make some really cool, interesting things by doing that.
Huh. So you would need a way to expand or collapse that block so that you could re-edit it, right, maybe?
Yeah, and I don't know, like, you know, there's a lot to do with, you know, input and output on that. Maybe you have certain sides.
Input.
As an input for certain functions. But you would have to keep in mind what those were, you know. So you'd have, like, these schematics in real life telling you what this one block did and where you had to put your red torches or dust or...
It could get very complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
cleaner. A lot cleaner, yeah. You know. So, very interesting.
Anyway, that's mine. Eric...
Very cool. I would like to see... Okay, this is... I don't know if I mentioned this or not on the show or not, but surveillance cameras. Did I mention that at all? I don't remember. Anyway. So, kind of like Duke Nukem, where you just have a camera, and it's hooked up to a monitor. Is this
because you've been helping build the Duke Nukem area?
I did think about it, yeah. And it's like you can hook it up to a block, which the block would be like a little monitor, I guess, that could see what that camera is broadcasting. But
you can fantasy it out a little bit, make it like a crystal ball.
A crystal ball.
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I think that if it was wireless, if you were connecting to a wireless camera, I don't think that would be as cool as if it was wired up, because it would already kind of have its built-in limitations.
And you could follow the red dust to where you're watching it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it would be a lot more manageable. It's kind of like warps. Creating too many warps is messy because they're invisible. There's nothing that actually denotes what a real warp is, but in this sense, you would just see wire, and you could obfuscate the wire. You could make it go underground and then back up somewhere into the surveillance hut or whatever. Anyway, I just think that'd be kind of a fun thing. Sure, it'd be okay for griefers, you know, for watching areas and stuff, but I just think it would just be a fun thing, you know.
I think that would be cool, but I really like the crystal ball idea too, because it's like a two-way thing. Like, you would have an A and a B, and then, like, you could see through and they could see through. So you have, like, could actually communicate somehow.
Yeah,
that's neat. Palantirs.
I don't know that word.
You never watched The Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
The Palantirs that were...
I don't know what
they're always teaching us. You're always teaching us something new every week.
I know. I'm a nerd.
I guess I should have read the book. Or did they say the name?
They said it. That's the thing that Saruman looked in to talk to Sauron. That's a stupid name. Anyway. You should
have called it an orb of viewing. Going back to D&D, right?
Yeah.
I actually have something.
Okay.
I want to hear it. I just want to see all the basic, like, mechanical structures. Like, I want to see levers, wheels, and pulleys.
Okay.
Okay, because so that we could make Rube Goldberg machines.
That would be fun.
You know, yeah. So that when you walk through a doorway or marble starts rolling down a pathway. You know?
Oh, that'd be so sweet. And then it drops lava on your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only like once that. You start taking damage, though.
Yeah. The second thing I have is rivers or streams. Because the world doesn't actually create any kind of long flowing rivers at all. They're just kind of stagnant, you know, either ponds or big lakes or an ocean. But you never see a river traveling a long way, you know? And it would just be really cool. I mean, you see waterfalls and stuff, but the waterfalls aren't connected to anything usually. It's just kind of just water somewhere.
Well, there are rivers, but it's just, it takes so much to make them because you've got to actually go down levels. But it actually makes a flow, like, once you go down. But, I mean, you know, okay. Once you go from high to low.
Yeah.
And if there's some way to, I don't, yeah. Because we built a river that went all the way down to bedrock on, I guess east side of Tortuga. I forget where. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to make another one on the other side, like, past the airport that came down the other way. So then you can meet in the center and maybe do a boativator up or something.
Okay.
But I know what you're saying. Like, some way to get through so we could make a river and actually just sit in a boat and it would take you, you know, travel around. And I think that would be really cool, because then you could do some, like, tube raft rides or something.
Yeah,
right?
Like a lazy river.
Yeah, like a lazy river.
Lazy river.
So what if there was some kind of block that you could put in that would make a flow, kind of like a jet, like how they do a lazy river, right?
Uh-huh.
They have jets on the side that shoot the water out to cause that current around.
Okay. Right.
So what if you could have blocks that you put in that would basically shoot a current in one direction or something?
Yeah.
Like, would that work, you think, for like a river or something?
Well, my thought was just I'd like to see naturally created rivers. You know, that span across biomes.
Well, I think if you had a water flow flat block that, you know, could be, yeah, I think it could appear on the maps. Like, if you had two shores nearby, you had to give that river a flow direction.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, in the generating of the landscape, if you had water in between two shores that was between, you know, 10 spaces and 15 spaces wide, you made all the blocks in that area have a current in a particular direction, and then the currented blocks could also be generated for making and there didn't require a drop be the other thing.
Yeah. Well, so maybe it's two things. Maybe it's the drop is when you do a river that, you know, it goes from highland to lowland or whatever. Like, the other way, maybe with wind. So if he added in the wind stuff, and now there are currents in the oceans and in the streams that's actually causing the water to move.
Oh, that'd be cool to, like, have a wall of fans or something. You know, and it actually affects, like, if you walk in front of it, of course, you're blown away. But if you put it underwater,
like enough of them or
then
something.
You create currents.
And then you can make jet skis and...
Oh, that'd be cool.
Boats. I mean, now you can make a boat, right?
Like a real one.
Like a big pirate ship.
Yeah.
Like, what if you could put some things on the pirate ship that then made it move over water?
Well, I think the weird thing there is that some blocks don't want to move. So you'd have to have a new kind of block that moves with currents and winds.
Yeah, you would have to give basically another attribute to blocks. Okay, does this block float or does it sink?
Yeah.
So you'd have to float or sink, click. Float or sink, click.
Yeah.
I mean, is that, I don't know.
That could be like a hidden attribute. Actually, speaking of hidden attributes, I was doing some research on biomes and how they're created and the algorithms and stuff. And I found that there are a couple of attributes that are hidden that aren't being used right now. Such an attribute would be temperature and humidity. Those are being recorded. We're not seeing the output of that, but it's there. So we might see ice blocks melt and heat. We might see mold being created in hot areas.
Ooh, that would be really cool to, like, if you had put down some cobblestones, and then if it was in the right biome, it actually created mossy stone.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Things like that. Oh, that's a...
So look for that in the future. Unless he just can't figure out a cool way to implement them and it goes away, but he's a smart guy, right? They're there for a reason, so...
Yeah, and if we had, like, these actual weather patterns that you could actually start predicting weather and stuff.
That'd be sweet.
And then, I don't know,
then we'll do a new
job in the Minecraft world.
We'll do a little weather segment, you know, or something like that, the current weather in Tortuga. Okay, so we got a caller here.
Hello, Brentwood Erickson. This is Orange Lad Boy. I had a concept for excavation station. So I've been building roller coasters lately. Now, of course, it's not really on the servers that well yet, but what I was thinking is, why can't we have a switching track in the regular tracks? So if you, for instance, took a track piece and then you made a switch and you crafted those together, you could make a track piece that would have one in and two out. And then you could take it further from there where it would activate like a door, and you could run the red dust wire back to the switch further up the track. And the theory would be, or the question moreover, could you, while sitting in the minecart, or I guess it would be like a boat would be the same sort of thing, can you activate something while you're sitting in the minecart? So like you're coming down the hill real fast, and you gotta quickly hit that switch to swap you from one track to the other track. So that's my thought on making even more intense roller coasters or better sort of roads to all your different areas. Thanks, guys. Keep it up. Good show.
That's a pretty cool idea.
That's really cool.
Maybe you should even use like a snowball to throw at it, or an arrows from your bow and arrow.
You know, it seems like that should just be a no-brainer. Like, that should have been in there already. Or it's got to be already a thought in his head to put that in here. You know, just a switch. I mean.
Well, and like, now I'm thinking, like, if you could do stuff with these switches and stuff and make, like, now for the rivers, a dam with locks and stuff to, like, raise you up so you can get over these big mountains and stuff without having to, like...
Oh, that's cool. You can... Hydroelectric power. You could harness the power of a river and do something with it.
And windmills.
Yeah.
Mills.
I want a nuclear power plant.
That's cool. Okay.
I want to take redstone.
We also got an email from McGeeus. Is that a silent G? McGeeus. On Minecraft. And here's my idea of something that'd be cool in Minecraft. I like to spin yarn. So I think it'd be cool if you could use wool and some sort of tool, like a drop spindle or a spinning wheel, to make yarn, which you could then use for clothing, tapestries, curtains, and things like that. Thanks for the show, and happy crafting.
Weird. So you would be, in essence, creating blocks. Is that right? Creating blocks of cloth materials.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you don't want to create anything that's not a block, like a thin sheet cloth or something. I mean, that kind of goes against the...
No, not necessarily. It's just like a sign.
Well, and I think it's also if you go up the realm of like how you build, you take wood and you make planks and you make sticks.
Oh, okay.
I think cloth could have a chain like that, you know, from the threads and whatever to into sheets of cloth. And
well, last week we talked about hemp fabrics.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, some of us did. With there.
Yeah. Right?
Well, that's pretty cool. Yarn crafting. We have another call in here.
Hey, I'm Rico Vig calling in with a suggestion for excavation station. I was thinking that, you know, when you're holding a torch in Minecraft, you know, I was thinking that maybe it should cast some light around you so that you don't have to actually set the torch down to be able to see. All right, that's it.
An offhand. We need an offhand weapon in this thing.
Yep.
So it could be a torch or a shield, right?
Oh, shield.
So, and a shield could be like even better than like the armor you have.
And then you could dual wield picks.
Yeah. Ooh, and dig faster. Yeah. Yeah. I like that idea.
Yeah, a flashlight, a laser pointer.
There are tons of ideas. Some of them better than others. I'm not going to mention which ones those are because it's just my personal opinion. But yeah, no, I agree. I think torches should
always light up the place. It's kind of weird that it doesn't.
Speaking of lighting up, you could have your hemp in your offhand.
And you could light it with the torch in the other hand. That's one thing that bugs me that I hope gets changed with the lantern stuff is torches. Why do I have so many freaking torches everywhere on it? Like, there's no placement on my wall that, like, I'm just like, oh, that looks like a shadow. Let's throw a torch there. Yeah. So we get torches, like, everywhere.
Oh, no. It would be using up all your oxygen, too. I mean, there's no way with the number of torches I have in my mind I could breathe in there.
I want some ceiling lights or something.
Yeah, a lot of carbon monoxide.
Ooh, light stone. I need more light stone. That's what it is. But, man, that stuff's hard to get.
Yeah.
I think. I'll have to go down there and try to get some more. I've gotten one block. And you know what I did? Because I'm a moron,
apparently. Did you have to assemble all eight?
I used it in the Nether.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I was building my house there. I was like, man, I need more light, and these torches suck in here. So I was like, oh, I just got all that light stone, and I wanted to try it out and make it anyway. So I made it, and then I put it down, and I was like, that was kind of not the place I should have used that. Because I could crush it and get one light stone back from the nine.
Undo.
Yeah. So anyway.
Oh, well. All right, on to this.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
And first piece of news here is kind of cool. Scuba gear is planned for the future. This was confirmed by Notch.
I wonder how many people rushed out and made Scuba Steve skins just in preparation.
Scuba Steve.
What's that from?
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy? The movie? With Adam Sandler?
Scuba Steve?
Oh.
I'm Scuba Steve, and you need to take a bath.
Nice. So that's cool. I don't know what to even think about that. It means there's, I don't even know. Like, I mean, I guess you could breathe underwater. Maybe you could go faster, you know, along the currents and stuff. Maybe it's easier to fight the current, you know? I don't know.
Yeah. And to me, that says, though, maybe there's going to be more stuff in the water, you know, sharks, squids.
I'd like
to
see.
Have to worry about animals in the water. I think that would be cool.
Maybe coral reef or something, you know, way down low.
Coral reefing? Is that what you're saying?
Reefer? Reefer?
You need to get off this.
What's happened to this show? So we had a big update, version 1.2.2.
Yeah. I'd love to see how it affected stuff.
And let's see. How did it affect stuff?
Well, we kind of already talked about this in the past one, right?
No, this is the... Oh, yeah, well, we kind of did, I guess.
We glazed over it.
Yeah. So how did it affect things? Like, let's see. Buckets now work in multiplayer. You know, unfortunately, I didn't get to check that out this week to see if that's true.
Yeah, I mean, this is most of the stuff we talked about. Zombie pigs and gas no longer being hurt by fire and lava.
Fixed stairs from being really difficult to destroy. That was an annoying thing. Let's see. Oh, yeah, the big one was added support for custom skin packs. I did try that out. Did you guys try that out?
I tried it out in that I moved the skin pack that I had used for whatever into the folder, and it didn't show up, and I was done after that.
Did you?
I know. I didn't do it right. I did nothing right.
Oh,
I'm just saying. That's what I did.
That's what you did?
I clicked it so it would open the folder, because when you click it, it opens the folder where you need your textures.
Right.
And then I grabbed the folder of my textures that I used and threw them in there. And then I restarted because it didn't show up immediately.
And then you just thought, oh, I'll figure it out later.
I figured out that's just, I'll wait.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really want to use textures anyway.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was just kind of like, eh.
I did it just to see what, you know, if it worked. So the trick is you have to keep it zipped up. Throw the zip in there, and then, you know, it'll see it. So.
What if it's an RAR?
I don't know.
Unrar it and throw the zip?
That's a good question. I'm pretty sure it was
zipped inside the RAR.
That is a really good question. All I know is I tossed in a couple zips, Painterly Pack, and a couple of RPG, Mario on and stuff. And yeah, they work. And it's super nice and clean, you know?
So are there any packs out there that are just like super bright and like crazy yet? Or are they all trying to be like that, make it just a little bit more realistic looking?
No, so there's a lot of them that are really overly cartoony, like cel-shaded look, you know? Like there's a Zelda one that's like that. So there's plenty of cartoony ones, but there just seems to be a huge flow of like realistic and HD looking textures and stuff. And I don't really enjoy those as much.
Is there a Mario one yet?
There is. Yeah.
Okay.
With the question marks and the grass.
That's the one I want to see.
Yeah. Those are cool. I like that one. Yeah. But so far, you know, it's just like checking it out, looking at it for a few minutes going, oh, that's really cool. All right. Time to take it off, you know, go back to just original textures. So I don't know. Maybe there wasn't enough stuff here to talk about in this patch. Oh, F4 was a big bug that apparently got fixed real quick. It was pressing F4 spawned a nether gate.
Maybe that's how I had that one that just showed up in the water.
Oh, maybe that is how you might have hit it by accident.
Yeah.
It was a debugging thing that Notch forgot to remove from the code before he released the update.
So wow, so if someone figured that out, they can basically sit there and spawn themselves infinite obsidian, right? Because you can dig it down.
Oh yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
I don't know if that's a bad thing or not, but it just seems kind of
I mean, it's definitely kind of feels like a cheat at that point.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So I'll go knock down that portal and throw all the obsidian and fire. Yeah.
Well, it's fixed now. I tried it just last night.
Of course you did, cheater.
Yeah.
So he did something else that I thought was interesting this week. He put up a poll.
That was cool. Yes.
Now, do you think it is cool, really?
I did because, I knew what the answer would be before I even clicked on it. Just because I just kind of the feel of the Minecraft community at large. But here's the poll. He asked, what is more important to you? The first one, server-side inventory, which is like no dupe bugs and stuff like that, and exploits. And the second one was server-side health, which means getting hurt and mobs and stuff.
Right.
I just knew the second one would win, you know, because everybody wants multiplayer to feel more like single player because it's heavily kind of gimped right now.
Well, but not everyone.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the question. Was he asking?
Yeah, he's asking which one of those do you want? Not which one do you want in the game? Which one do you want to work on first? He's going to do both,
right?
But I guess he wanted to know which one people were worried about first. And really, I think it's server admins probably worry about one more than the other.
Yeah,
right. Like, but you know, I don't know. It's like it's to me a hard thing because. Well, the game's not in any state where any of that matters.
Really. Yeah, yeah.
Like, to me, it's like, just work on it and do whichever one you think should be done first. Which one do you want to work on?
Yeah.
You know, that should have been an option. Which one do you want to work on?
But it's a very, like, small-town feel when you have the developer going, you know, walking around everybody's house. Hey, man, I'm working on this game that you really like, that you play all the time. What do you think I should work on next?
Yeah.
You know, you kind of feel like it's like Friendly Bob from the hardware store, you know?
Yeah. And he answers so many, like, tweets, too. It's like, I think that's great. And I think it's great that he, you know, did a poll. It's just, I guess what I worry about is, like, you know, at some points, you know, you can't trust the people on the polls. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess we're probably going to get the server-side health issues first because by far that one was the winner. Cool. All right. Done. Done, 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 done.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful. Oh, my God. It's so intense.
Got a video. This is a sweet one. You saw this, Brent, right?
I did.
Did you see this? The LARPer?
I have not.
This is a Minecraft LARP. It's Gary Bingham, pro LARPer. And it's a live-action Minecraft LARPing.
So one guy's the miner and everybody else plays blocks?
Everybody else plays like mobs, creepers, and stuff. And he goes and he punches a cow and to get, you know, armor and stuff. And
it's all ridiculous.
It's totally.
I can't wait to see it now. Yeah. I really want to watch that.
It's really funny. And then the second one.
I love the creeper too on it.
Really?
Yeah. The second one is really cool. This is actually a mod. There's a video attached to this too, so you can actually see what it does. But remember last week we were talking about grappling hooks?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, somebody made one, and it's cool. It's called the Cheesy X's Hook Shot, and you actually craft it, and then you have the grappling arrow kind of thing, and you shoot it like an arrow, and then it attaches, and it zip lines you up. And there's a video that shows how to do it, and really cool. I mean, I want to say I want to see this officially in the game because I don't see that it really hurts anything. I mean, it's not like you're flying around and no-clipping and doing nonsense. It's like a real grappling hook with physics, you know.
Yeah. No. I hope that he takes some things like this and just brings them into the game.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's craftable too. It's just not like you just conjure it out of air, you know. So, well, cool. All right. Well, that was a quick little sighting. Now on to your favorite.
Resources.
Everybody always like mouse that.
Yep. And we always squinch our face at it too. We go, resources.
I'm still watching the guy with the grappling hook. This thing is crazy.
Isn't it cool? Okay, this is cool. So this is a utility. It is planetminecraft.com. This is a website that lets you basically plan out your projects and collaborate with other people. It's really just a nice laid out thing. I mean, you know, it's a website. It's not like anything to download. You upload pictures of your project and people can come along and comment on it and favorite things. And I mean, it's really nicely done. It's kind of like a little community in itself. So that's kind of cool. And then Searing Might posted this in our forums, and this is another little utility, Bazon's Redstone Simulator. And this is an actual app that you download. It's a Java app. It lets you create those complicated redstone type things. I mean, you know, a computer or whatever. And it, you know, it's a simulator, so it really works. You just kind of, you know, make your schematic and hit go and it does its thing, and then now you know you can debug it here where it's easy and cheap, right? And right. Then go into game and just kind of lay it all down.
That's cool. I've been wanting to play with Red Dust. I've been saving a lot in single player a lot, and I've been wanting to do stuff. Like, I really want to make, I guess you can make the plates open and close doors, like when you step on them.
Yeah.
And really, I want to make plates for the door so I don't always have to close them when I run inside. That, like, just when I run inside, running over the plate will just close them behind me.
Oh, kind of, yeah,
things like that. So I'll have to play with this thing.
Yeah, I want some cooler, like, automated lights and stuff. You walk into a room and torches just come on, you know.
No, lights on all the time.
But one that's photo, like with a photo sensor or something, so it knows that it's day or knows that it's night. Wouldn't that be kind of cool?
Yeah.
So, like, maybe lights only come on at nighttime. I don't know.
That'd
maybe
be cool.
That would be pretty cool.
So
you want to read this next thing?
There is a next thing.
Oh, pardon me. I'm going ahead of section. I don't have headers.
Well, let's go on to the listener contributions.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
Oh, okay.
You want to read that thing?
Listener contributions.
Okay, first off, we have a letter from Afrit, our old friend from Control Point. I wanted to respond to the suggestion.
Oh, wait, no, that's an MP3 from him.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
That's confusing here. Here, I'll let him.
I know, you typed the whole thing in here.
Do it. Ready?
Hey, guys. Afrit here. My question for you this time is this. How did you guys find out about Minecraft? See ya.
I found out about Minecraft from, like, it started off in the community. Like, people would say, have you tried Minecraft yet?
Yeah.
And then I saw, like, commentary in other weird, like, gaming blogs and things like that. I just saw it come up. And I knew it was an indie thing. But, you know, I just never really poked around with it. And then finally, I think it was the Penny Arcade cartoons that tipped the right. scales.
Yeah.
When I finally said, oh man, they're playing, I better go check it out.
Yeah, I saw it in a Nation of Gamers episode comment. Just some randomly thing. It was just like, hey, you guys should talk about Minecraft. And that was it.
Yeah.
I was like, huh, Minecraft. I don't know. Sounds stupid. Actually, I was thinking, ooh, it's got the word craft in it. I love games with the word craft in it. And then I just couldn't get away from seeing it on Twitter. Just Minecraft this, Minecraft that. So
I was listening to this podcast. Actually, I was hosting this podcast called Nation of Gamers, and y'all kept talking about it. And so
were talking about it?
Yeah, so I had to go play it. And
He mocked it thoroughly.
Yeah, and I mocked that section where we talked about stuff, too. So.
I should go back and listen to it when we first started talking about it.
We should play that in one of these episodes.
Yeah, we should.
How Brent learned about Minecraft.
Okay, so now you can get on to this one.
Okay, and this this is actually from Alan, A. Cook, 8103. I wanted to respond to the suggestion in the last episode about being able to stack bread. On the Minecraft wiki for the on the page for bread, there is under the section advantages this note. A player can also carry a stack of 63 wheat and a workbench into the mines with them and craft as much bread as they need for a total of 52.5 hearts, whereas pork cannot be stacked and thus takes up far more space in the inventory for the same healing potential. While not as effective as stacking the final bread product, it's still relatively painless to follow the above advice or to just have three full stacks of wheat, which would equal a full stack of bread. And he talks about how you can get 160 hit points from four slots for carrying wheat and a crafting table versus 108 hit points for 27 slots of grilled pork.
Okay. So the balance there is the non-stackable meats versus wheat.
Stackable wheat.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it looks about balanced to me. You know, I don't think that should be messed with any.
But I do think you should be able to stack bread. I think that wouldn't be a bad idea.
I'm still for buffs on different food. Okay, so we got another one, and I want to mention this because I was talking about this last time, and so this is kind of a correction or an update maybe on the information. And this one's from Jonathan Bloom, who says, Apple and Oracle just announced that Oracle will be continuing development of Java on Mac. So this is really good news for you Minecraft Mac players, and I wonder if now the whole you can get your money back is null and void.
Yeah.
Why would you want it back anyway?
Yep. Yeah.
We got a further elaboration from Ryan Olford. He said that it looks like Apple and Oracle will be working together to make an open source Java client, OpenJDK, and they're even going to still be supporting the current version of Java on Snow Leopard and the upcoming Lion.
Huh. Open source Java. I wouldn't think that Apple would be interested in that at all.
I don't either. It's baffling.
But you never know what's going on.
And here's one from CS12345. He says,
I love you guys' podcast, and I would like to mention that the ideas...
Okay, I can't keep doing this. The ideas you guys come up with are cool, but they kind of take away from what the game really is, a simple sandbox game. The game isn't supposed to have crazy features like cars or plays or robots. Some of your simpler ideas like dyes would be cool because it would allow to create more pixel art. Still loving the podcast, though. And I actually want to comment on this because we've actually been talking about this in the mod room about what it is, right? What is this game? And you can actually go to the About page on Minecraft.net and read really what he's saying this game is. And this game is, I hate to say this to you, but it's not a sandbox. It's there is a creative mode that you can play, and that's your sandbox. And you can make your server, sure, a sandbox if you want to. But in all intents and purposes, what Notch is doing with the game is making it into a game. I mean, he's even talking about having boss mobs and things like that along the way. So to assume that the online play is a sandbox isn't actually correct. And so I've heard that a lot, and I it's just a point that I would like to
So make. Would you say that for now, Minecraft is a sandbox game?
You're talking about the online play, whether it's sandbox. It is what you make it is right now, right?
Because it seems like that's what everybody's getting at, is that it's a sandbox game today. Tomorrow it won't be.
right?
You know, kind of thing. That's kind of how I take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a sandbox in that this is your world and you can build what you want there, but I think it's not a sandbox in that he's going to be adding in things to that you aren't going to be able to control, or you might not be able to control if you go with how he's envisioning his game.
Right.
But I think the big thing is to note that he envisions it as a game and not a sandbox.
Right.
He actually even talks about, I believe, that like the sandbox or the creative mode or whatever, that it gets boring doing it for a while. You know?
Yeah, yeah. There's no ending. There's no achievements.
So I hate to burst your bubble. There's going to be more stuff added to the game, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's more advanced things like our cool robots and stuff.
Yeah, and plays. I forgot about that. Like robots acting out plays. I forgot we mentioned that. That's hilarious. Yeah. Like Showbiz Pizza or something.
Sweet. Yeah.
Rockafire Explosion.
All right, here's one from Golden Buns.
Hey, guys, it's Golden Buns, and I got a question this week. If you could add any item to the game, weapons, more armor, more blocks, food, whatever, what would it be? Also, quick note before I go, there's going to be a competition soon relating to my mole on the server. Stay tuned on the forums to find out more info in the coming weeks. The mole needs to be finished. Well, not entirely finished, but it needs to have a few more floors before I can get this competition running. Okay, see you next time.
All right, so that was an advertisement for a competition.
He surprised me with the question.
Yeah, it was like, if you could create a block or some food or anything in the game, what would it be? But that's kind of our, you know, excavation station section, right?
Yeah.
I want to see a fan block. I mean, I already said that.
But Brent wants a microcomputer block.
Yeah.
And I want something.
Yeah. You want
something. But a love contest.
Yeah.
Let us know more about it. We'll definitely
so something about a competition involving his mall, shopping mall, or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, he's building a shopping mall, right?
So that'd be cool. Let us know.
I like that idea of the shopping mall. I don't know if he's going to do it, but if he gave you like the room, and you know, this is your room, maybe even build up the walls, and now you can change the walls to whatever you want. But that's the space you're renting and make your what you're selling or whatever there.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
That'd be kind of a cool idea. Okay, this next one, I don't know who it's from, but it says, "Hey guys, first off, I love the podcast. I've been listening from day one. I have a quick question that doesn't relate to the podcast very much. Y'all mentioned Minecraft Overviewer, and I really would like to use it, but I go to the site and it is very confusing. So I don't know if you want to mention how to use it in the podcast. That would be amazing. But if you could at least shoot me an email briefly saying how to use it, it would be great. So thanks, guys. Keep up the podcast. It is great. P.S. The main reason I'm asking y'all is because there are no tutorials for this program.
Okay, so Minecraft Overviewer is the mapping tool for mapping out your server online and creating an image. I guess the first thing you do is, and then you put the
oh,
you got that?
That's a really great advice.
I don't ever remember even talking about this thing. To tell you the truth,
well, this is a server thing, and I don't do server things. I do client side stuff, and if I had a good answer, I would let you know. But I did add this email in here just to let I guess everybody know that there's no tutorial for Minecraft Overviewer, and it would be nice to make. You know, somebody make a video or
Thing. Okay, I remember.
Remember that
now. Yeah. Yeah, we actually the guys over at Minecraft.com with a Y, M-Y-N-E, they actually do all of our map stuff for us, so we don't have to actually get involved with the Minecraft Overviewer. But now that you mention that, maybe I'll try it out on a private server just to see how it works and comment on it later.
Yeah, that'd be good. All right. Hey, we got another one from Jonathan Bloom.
Hi, my name is Jonathan Bloom. I've listened to the show for a while. I was just curious what your opinion on mods are. I'm personally with Notch that the fact that they modify game code and causes compatibility issues, I think that right now mods are in a weird area. But as soon as a mod API comes out, like for Unreal or WoW or any Valve, you know, Valve and Elder Scrolls, they have mod tools. Once that comes out, I think mods will then be a great thing. I just think right now they're kind of in a strange area because it causes compatibility issues with updates. So, but I want mods as soon as possible. So, talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, I mean, you know, coming from, like, WoW, I use mods constantly, add-ons all the time, so I can definitely see how it would be fun to use them, but I kind of agree right now, it's like the ones that are coming out are more like cheats, because they go and use everything they can, right? They don't hold themselves back and say, well, you know, maybe I shouldn't spawn these blocks on the multiplayer server with this add-on. I'm going to go ahead and put that functionality in there because then people will get it.
Yeah.
Which hopefully, I didn't know he was going to do an API or something where, you know, he can limit what you could use in the mod. That's exactly what's needed, though. And
yeah.
Once that's out there, I agree. I think the mods will take off. And
just like WoW did, they limit their API. They don't allow you to automate the way that you run. You know, there's certain things that are just, like, taboo. They are like, sorry, you can't do that. Like, we're not going to let you fly or noclip either, you know.
Yeah.
But I like it because it feels like the game, you know, gets... Well, you get more functionality. It's like accelerated development is happening because everybody gets to write new features instead of, like, the official guy doing them.
Right. You know?
So things like grappling hook doesn't feel like a cheat. It just feels like a new feature. Woohoo, everybody likes new features. and it's mods like that. Mods for everything. Like, I love mods in general. Like, Firefox, I have a billion add-ons for it, you know? And if you take away all my add-ons, and I'm, like, really crippled. And it's actually really bad to have to lean on all these add-ons. Oh, and, like, playing WoW. I can't even play WoW without all my add-ons on there. I just feel like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
So I like it.
And luckily, and like you said, it's kind of like crowdsourcing to find new ideas and find out what people like. You know, the most used mods, Blizzard has been pretty good about bringing into WoW, you know. So he could use that same philosophy and the stuff that people are using that he agrees with or whatever, he can pull into the game. And if he doesn't agree with it, limit it in the API, you know, what it can do.
Right. Yeah, like the minimap. He says he does not want the minimap. Anybody making minimap add-ons should stop. But they still do it anyway.
And you use it.
I know, I'm bad.
You heard it here first. Eric's bad.
Yeah.
And we won't...
Minimaps are bad, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So we want to hear how you're bad. So let us know how you're bad.
Let us know how you play the game unfairly.
Yeah. Yeah, give us some cheat stories. Is that what we're asking for?
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, why don't we... Let's get that. I think there might be some funny stuff in there.
We don't want to hear griefing stories, though.
Yeah, we want to hear funny stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, we refuse to talk about griefers. Yeah. Because griefers are losers.
Losers.
They're all laughing at you, and not in a good way.
So, I guess that's about an hour, right? Dang. Yeah. That went by pretty quick. We'll go check out...
No, it didn't. It
servers?
Didn't go by quick, you know how I know?
How?
Because I still have to pee, like just like I did when I started this
episode. I gotta pee too. So just maybe we should give a little server update. And this is just based on what I know, which is very little.
Yeah.
Spencer needs to start putting in a state of the servers like old Johnny used to be doing.
Yeah.
Apparently Johnny was a little more Johnny on the spot. See what I did there?
Hey.
Anyway, so we'll get that to you soon. See, I didn't really know what to say about the server. It's down. It'll be up when it's up.
Is that it?
When it's up, we will start adding people to it as fast as we can. But there's only so many of us. And, yeah. So keep signing up. Keep adding the reviews and joining the Twitter. Join the Twitter feed. Because we give out our server info there. Like, what's going on. So definitely
like
join
Friday
that.
Night when I was streaming. I was tweeting it up.
Yeah, so hopefully it'll be up as soon as possible, and hopefully we'll all be back in there doing group hugs around Obsidian Blocks.
Yeah, and if you like general gaming and you like us, check out Nation of Gamers podcast. We do that as well. It's a lot of fun.
Can I go to the bathroom now?
Yes, you may.
Thanks.
And we will...
And call us at 256-812-1010. And leave us emails.
The shaft at deadworkers.com.
And we love you.
We do.
We love you lots.
Bye.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Hey, Shafters, Universe 42 here with some comments on your lovely show. Because of you guys, I've finally decided to buy Minecraft, and it is pretty sweet. And I'm also glad that Wes is finally back. I've missed him so. Make sure he never leaves. Duct tape him to the studio for all I care. Such a great show. I'll be back for more.
The Redstone Weekly. Hey guys, it's Golden Buns as always, and this is the Redstone Weekly. And this week, I'm going to be covering textures. Thought I'd cover textures this week, considering the latest Minecraft update added official support for textures. So here we go. All the textures in the game are 16 by 16, and they're in a file called terrain.png. That's in the main Minecraft.jar file. This image is 256 by 256 pixels. So that's every texture, or every block texture in the game is in this file. To make your own textures, you just have to edit the block in the file. The rest of the textures for mobs, weapons, armors, the clouds, sun and moon, all that other stuff, other than the blocks, is stored in their respective folders in the Minecraft.jar file. The textures which aren't for flat things like mobs and weapons and armor, they're like a net. The textures are laid out like you could fold it up into the thing it's supposed to be. So you could technically print it out and make papercraft of these textures, which you just have to fold. Of course, it's slightly more complicated than that if you want to make paper versions of these. There's proper instructions on the internet. Anyway, back to the main topic. Minecraft supports, officially supports textures up to 32 by 32, but unofficially it can go up to 512 by 512, so you can make high-res skins and textures. Then you can, wrap it all into a zip file, and then just put the zip file into the texture pack folder in .minecraft, and you've got your own texture pack, and it will appear in the menu. Okay guys, that's all I've got for this week of the Redstone Weekly. As always, PM me on the forums, or ask me questions on the server, and yeah, I'll see you next time.
Hello, Stuart Sim. This is SM, the 863 Minecraft tag. I can't remember if it was Wes or Nailhead that said they like lore so much in the Minecraft game. Think about this. Not only do you have little mobs spawning here and there, you have a few zombies, a few skeletons coming out at nighttime, you know, creepers, whatever. You have, all of a sudden, as the sun sets down, you have some kind of trumpet blast. You have a skeleton riding in on a spider with a black helmet. He's leading in like a wave of skeletons from a bar to your place. You have to get back to your encampment. You have to get back to your castle and have a way of taking all these guys out. Because they're going to stay there. Even when the sun comes up, they're going to stay there, keep hacking away at your place, and eventually they're going to tear it down. You've got to kill all of them. Or somehow kill the one, the head one that's on the spider, so that they'll all take off running. And eventually, if you get so tired of them coming every few nights, they come once after another, and you have to go find the main skeleton that's leading them all and sending them all out. And then finally, your little lands there are safe. Now you only have to contend with the little zombies and whatnot. Think about that. See what you can get Nosh to do. I think it's workable. Ladder monkeys. Monkey dragon spiders. Throwing poo. I don't know about eating it. That's for Brent. He can have that. They can throw it, maybe. Damage your castle with the throwing poo. That would be cool. Anyway, have fun. Goodbye.
Dead Workers Party Network. You'll wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with The Shaft.